Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the eighth day of the month of Tishrei here in the United States. And already Yom Revi'i, the ninth day of Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur, in Eretz Yisrael. Today's day 725, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. With all the news going on with the 21-point plan, the president, we are praying, we are davening, we are hoping, going into Yom Kippur, that this plan really does go into action, that all the hostages are returned swiftly home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shannon Gelman of Kehillat Chovevei Tzion in Skokie, Illinois. I also want to thank Rabbi Gelman. It's not a simple thing for Rabbi of a shul to come on the day before Yom Kippur. So really, Rabbi Gelman, thank you so much for making yourself available to share words of Divrei Chizik, which will be followed by Rabbi Gelman fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 120, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then in English. That will be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, Mishaberach for the Chatufim, for the hostages, and finally, the Mishaberach L'cholim, where Rabbi Gelman will pause for about 30 seconds, give each of us here on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call and reminder email, you can do so by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And just one final announcement. There will not be a program tomorrow, being that it is already Yom Kippur here. And just the way the calendar falls this year, that Yom Kippur is Thursday. We don't have the program over the weekend. And then Sukkot is already next week. This might be our longest break, but our next program will be Wednesday, October 15th. Again, that's Wednesday, October 15th. However, as always, I encourage all of our dear callers, please take advantage each and every day, even without the call, to recite Tehillim, to learn the marriage for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, for the hostages, for the chayalim, for every Jew in Eretz Yisrael, around the world, that there should be peace in the world. And so please, even though we'll be on a break, please continue to daven. Our tefillos matter. They make a difference. And with that, chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Gelman.
Tehillim Chaf, Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai V'yom, Sarah Yesadgecha, Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisadecha, יזכור כל מנחוסך ועולסך ידש נסלע, ייתן לך כלבבך וכל עצתך ימלא. נראה בישועתך ובשם אלוהינו ניגול, ימלא אדוני כל משלוסך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענה משני קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכה ואלה בעצוס, אם אנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. Hema karu v'nafalu v'nachnu kamenu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia, ha-melech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai roi lo echzar. Binos deshe yar bitzeni, amei menucho t'inahaleini. Navshi yishovei v'yancheni b'magle tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geit salmaves lo yirara ki ata imadi. שיפתך ומשענתך, הימה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צוררי, ישענת בשמן ראשי כוסי רוויה. אך טוב החסד ידפוני כל ימי חיי, Shavti v'veis Adonai l'yorech yamim. Tehillim Kufchaf Aleph 121. Shir lamalos esay ne'el harim me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai oseh shamayim v'oretz. Al yitein lamos raglecha al yanum shomrecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha Adonai tzilcha yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh v'yakeka v'yareach ba-layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikara yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tseischa uvoecha me'ata v'ad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed 130. Shir ha-malos mimamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shima b'koli tiena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachnunai. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai mi'amod. Kim chos licha liman divarei. Kivisya na kivsa nafshi viluvaro chalti. Nafshi ladunai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el adunai, kim adunai achesed, farvei mal fedus. Hu yivdez Yisrael mikol avonosav. Tilam kuf membeis, 142. Maskila David, Yosov imara sifila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanan. Eshpoch lefanav sichi, sarasi lefanav agid. Isatepa lai ruchi, viata yadata nesivasi. Borafzu alech tanu fachli. Habet yamin orei ben li makir. Avad manos vimeni en deresh lenafshi. Za'akti elech Adonai amati ata machzi, chalki b'eretz ha'chayim. Hakshiva rina fiki dalosi meyod, hasilenu mirodfai ki amtsu mimeni. Hotzia mimazgir nafshi lehodos eshemecha, biachtiru tzadikin ki sigmol alai. Achenu kobeis Yisroel, hanusunim b'tzara uva shivya, ha'omdim ben bayam uven bayabasha, המקום ירחם עליהם, יוציא מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבו לגאולה, השתא בגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say Amen. Mishaberach l'chayelei tzahal, prayer for the Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach avosenu Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov, v'yivarech es chayelei tzah hagana l'Yisrael, v'anshei kochos ha-bitachon amdim al-mishmar arsenu, v'arei Eloheinu, mikvul ha-levanon, v'ad mibar mitzrayim min hayam ha-galol, l'vor ava, l'chol makom shehem, Vayabasha, Bavir Uvayam, Yitin Arnoi Zoivenu, Akamim Alenu, Yafim Mufnehem, Hakarish Baruch Yishmor, Yatsilas Chayelen, Mikol Sara, Vetsukal, Mikol Nega, Machla, Yishlach, Bracha, Vetsacha, Vachoma, Se Yedehem, Yader, Sonenu Tachtehem, Vietren Kesser, Shuavater, Nitzachon, Vikumahem, Hakasuv, Kiadonai Lechem, Alechim, Machem, Vilachem, Lachem, Imavechem, Leoshia, Eschem, Minomar, Amen. Mishaberach l'shvuyim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach avosenu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe v'Aharon David Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinzor es nedrei tzag an al Yisrael shvuyav, v'es ko'ol achenu hanesunim b'tzaro v'shivya, v'abur shekol akal hakadosh hazem yispalel v'avuram, hakadosh baruch hu melei rachem aleihem, yotzeihem mechoshech v'tzal maves, u'mosroseihem yinatek, m'tzukoseihem yoshiyem, Yishivem heher lachem yishchoseihem, yodu adonai chastov niflosav v'nei adam, v'ikun mehem mikro shekasov, uvduyei adonai yeshuvunu vau tzion berina v'simchas olam aroshem, sasom v'simcha yasigu, v'nasu yugam v'anachav nomar, amen. Mishaberach l'cholim, prayer for the sick, we will pause for 30 seconds to insert the name of the cholim. Mishaberach avosinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yirapei es As kolocholim hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachmim aleihem lachmimam ulravo samlach zikam lach yotzam yishlach lahem mehera rafua shalema min hashamayim lachol evareihem ulachol gideihem v'soch shaykhal Yisrael rafua senevesh rafua saguf hashta bagalav zman kariv v'nomar amen. It's my pleasure to share a quick a few words of chizuk, something that I had the zechus to share on Shabbos in the context of a larger Shabbos gadol drasha. If you look this yontif on Yom Kippur, we're going to look around during Musaf, during Shacharis, during Maariv, whatever it is, and at some point in Shemona Esrei, a few minutes in or longer, you're going to start to hear like the beginning of like a popcorn that's in the microwave. You're going to start to hear the noises. Instead of popping, you're going to hear the banging on chests. The rhythms of tshuva, as I call it. The deep and hollow, guttural, drumming sounds that you're going to start to hear. Occasionally there's someone who takes it a little too seriously, right? They're banging their chests harder than everyone else. I once saw a guy almost knock himself out in the middle of Shemona Esrei. And the question is, when you do these physical actions, we're banging our chests, why are we doing this, right? What exactly is the mitzvah? What is the minhag? What's the practice? So the Rambam says that vidui, confession, is actually a kiyum in tshuva. It's part of the tshuva process. You confess your sins. You profess what you've done. You have charata, regret, and you feel a tremendous amount of shame. And then you move forward, and you have a kabbalah asid, a reception. You accept upon your future. You're going to change and be different going forward. The Baha'i, however, has a different approach to vidui. He thinks vidui is not a kiyum in tshuva. It's not about repentance, but rather confession is a commemorative confession to the Kohen Gadol's confession. The high priest used to confess twice on Yom Kippur in the service, and we commemorate that. And we do the same thing. We confess, and that's sort of a less so about tshuva, about heartfelt pouring our heart on our sleeves and announcing our regret and our shame, but rather vidui, according to Baha'i, is a ceremonial, symbolic gesture. And the question is why? Why do we even need ceremonies? Right? If it's actually, I'm sorry, and this is the way I apologize, that makes sense. But if it's just ceremonial, so why engage in it? The whole thing seems like the guy is banging his chest. He doesn't know what he's doing, but he's just making a lot of noise. What's the purpose behind it? Another question, a similar type of question. If you look at the Kol Nidre, as we open up the prayers for Yom Kippur, we're not actually annulling our vows. That was done at Erev Yom Kippur. For most people, it's done Erev Rosh Hashanah. We had a Beis Din together in the shul after Shacharis, and we talked about our vows, and the Beis Din annulled those vows. And you can go to a Chacham, or you can go to a Beis Din of Hedyotos, of three regular people who are friends, and they can annul your vows. But on the night of Yom Kippur, we're not actually annulling real vows, right? We're just doing this ceremonial action. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam notes that it doesn't really work, right? You're not confessing the vows. You're not stipulating. You're not stipulating which nidarim you took. And you're not even the one speaking. The Baal Tfila, the Chazan, is the one speaking for us. The whole thing shouldn't really work. So instead, I'd like to suggest that Kol Nidre is not on the night of Yom Kippur actually a formal annulment of vows, but rather a ceremonial symbolic gesture. Again, another ceremony that we're engaging in. The main line begins right before Kol Nidre, when the Chazan says, Al Das HaMakom, Al Das HaKahal, V'Shiva Shomalo, V'Shiva Shomata, Anu Matirin, L'Ispalei Marvayonim. We permit to daven with us the sinners, or in the Girsa of the Shari Tshuva, we're permitting the sinners themselves. This is a ceremony whereby we declare that we are going to be okay with people who aren't so perfect, and they're going to be able to move forward in their lives. We're giving open permission in this ceremony, in this tekes, in this declaration, that people who aren't holding where they should be, that they can now take the turn in their lives, and they could move things around, maybe from where they were previously. In the 1500s, 1600s, the Jewish community was struggling. What do we do with all the anusim, the crypto Jews, the conversos, who returned after converting by force or pressure to Catholicism? Then how did we welcome them back into the fold? And one of the tshuvos that came out from David ben Shlomo ibn Avi Zimra, the Radvaz, writes an interesting tshuva about what to do with these conversos, and he says that they should go to the mikvah. And the question is, why? They're not required to go to the mikvah. They're Jewish. Once a Jew, always a Jew. Rather, he explains that it's important to make a statement. The people who are coming back and committing to themselves to tshuva, they should be welcomed into the fold again. They need a ceremony. They need a symbolic gesture. They need a clap on their chest. They need a public proclamation. There has to be a ceremony. The power of ceremonies to grant permission to people, to all of us, to make positive change in our lives. I learned this from a very profound way from something I read recently. Kenneth Doka, who is a psychotherapist who has a book called Grief is a Journey, Finding Your Path Through Loss, shares a story, and this was cited as well in Chip Heath and Dan Heath's book, The Power of Moments. He talks about the importance of rituals of transition. And there was a client that he had worked with, a middle-aged woman named Leila, who had lost her husband, sadly, and after a long chronic illness. Prior to the illness, her husband was healthy and strong, and Leila said that her husband did not do sick very well. Caregiving was stressful. It created conflict in the home. And years later, they found it difficult after the loss. She said, I can't remove this wedding ring because this is my husband. How could I remove the ring? But I wanted to date. She said she wanted to go out and maybe meet someone, but how could she, if she was wearing the ring, and how could she remove the ring? And so they discussed the case. They realized that for Leila, the ring was a tremendously important symbol in their lives. At night, during the hardest times of the illness, they used to clasp their wedding bands together in bed, and they would look at each other, and they would repeat their wedding vows in sickness and in health, and they'd go through all this, and this would give them the strength and the capacity to go forward with another day, though it was difficult. And so that ring was part of a ritual. It had to be removed with a ritual. And so they went to their church, they went with their priest, and they had a ceremony, and on some Sunday afternoon, and they had family present and friends, and the priest called out to Leila and said, have you been faithful in good times and bad? And she said, yes. Were you faithful in sickness and in health? And she said, yes. And she affirmed to each question. In the presence of her witnesses, the priest then said, may I now have your ring? The priest intoned those words, and she reported that the ring slipped off as if it were magic. And this is what she needed. As hard as it was, impossible as it was, to move to the next step in her life, the priest had those two wedding bands, hers and her deceased husband's, welded together and attached to the frame of her wedding photograph sitting above the mantle, symbolizing the vow that was now completed, the neder that was now completed. I think about symbolism. We need symbolism to change. We need permission to change. We need to grant permission to people in our lives to move forward. We need to accept them in our lives. We need to grant ourselves permission, despite what we've been through, despite the challenges, to be able to take those next steps. And that's why symbolism is so heavily emphasized in the tshuva process, in particular on Yom Kippur. May we find the symbolism and inspiration we need this yontif to move forward, to make those changes, and to find nechama, to find comfort, and to find life. Wishing everyone a gemara chasima tova.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Gelman. I really want to thank you again for coming on right before yontif. Really appreciate you. And we look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in your Hashem, in the near future. I also want to thank our producer extraordinaire, Rebecca Levy, for all of her logistical coordination with the program behind the scenes. I also want to thank one of our dear callers who's been with us since the beginning, who realized that I had made an error. Our next program will be on Thursday, October 16th, unless Mashiach comes and we are all in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Simchas Torah is combined with Shmini Atzeres on Tuesday. We will all be experiencing and celebrating Simchas Torah here on Wednesday the 15th, so we will all be back in Yirat Hashem here for the next program on Thursday, October 16th at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause, it's time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a gemar chasima tova, an easy and meaningful fast. And as we will not have a program until post-yantif, wishing everyone a beautiful chag sameach. Looking forward to being back together with everyone on Thursday, October 16th, Gemar Chasima Tova.